For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine giving up a three-time All-Star for a player that's a better defender than he is an offensive player and giving up picks in the process. It's like the Lauri Markkanen video I did a couple of days ago. You guys remember that, right? Lauri Markkanen. Oh, yeah, we'll get him. Oh, yeah, the cost to get him? Julius Randle and 5 to 6 first-round picks. What? That doesn't make sense. Some of these things have to make sense, and that's why with Bleacher Report, I continue to have a love and hate relationship because sometimes I love what they're saying, but oftentimes I hate it. I absolutely hate it because they give us things like this that make no sense at all. But you guys tell me, what did you think about that atrocious trade proposal by Bleacher Report suggesting that the Knicks should set, excuse me, I can't even talk right now because I'm so hyped. The Knicks should center a trade package around Julius Randle to get Mikal Bridges. Let me know in the comments, guys, because right now it's just crazy. Let's see what you guys have to say here. Hector says, we don't want Booker. He's soft. Ooh, really? I want Booker. I think Booker actually fits, but that's something else entirely. Otis says, you're right. Britton says, thumbs up 100. We got Thomas says, who says, for real. Otis says, where is the super chat? I believe it's, I think as you click on the heart sign over there where it says send a gift or send an item. And I think that's where you can add the super chats. So I believe that's where it's at. I'm actually going to make a video on super chats at some point about how to add it. Cause I'm sure a lot of people don't actually know that. And I'm sure a lot of people don't actually get asked that question a lot. So I'm going to make sure I add that. Cause I didn't know a lot of people don't know where that is. Shout out to you. I appreciate you asking. Let's see here. Continue. Alfonso says, wow, you really think highly of Randle? I do. I do because I think with Randle, we're judging Randle on a few years ago. We're judging Randle on a roster that no longer is here. The roster that we have right now complements Julius much better. And I think because of that, it's unfair to qualify Julius and say, you know what? He's not a good playoff performer. He can't do it in the postseason because he has never been surrounded with this level of talent come the postseason. And I think if this Knicks team can get there fully healthy with this type of roster, making the right additions, you're going to see a better Julius Randle. We have not seen a postseason Julius Randle that is playing second fiddle to Jalen Brunson, especially a healthy one. Honestly, I think a lot of people in New York underrate Julius Randle. They don't give him enough credit, especially given the season he just had. He made an all-star team while injured. How many players do that? I'll wait. How many players while injured make the all-star team? It doesn't happen often. But when it does, you look at the player and you ask yourself, why? Why would it happen for that player? You didn't have to ask that question for Julius Randle. You knew he was one of the centerpieces for the Knicks that helped us get all of the way in the actual vicinity to even capture that second seed. That's why, in my opinion, he deserves a lot of praise and a lot of kudos. That's just me, though. Let's keep it going here, though. Other comments. AP in the house. Shout out to my guy, AP. Longtime follower and supporter. He says, Julius Randle stays. He was the beginning of what we have right now. Is he wrong? Is AP wrong? He's not. Nobody wanted to come here when Randle came here. Now, maybe you could say, at that point, the Knicks didn't know what they wanted to do. The Knicks didn't know what they wanted to do with Randle. And if that's your prerogative, that's what you're saying, okay, fine, I can understand that. But the Knicks upgraded with the times. They saw how Randle was performing. They saw how he was doing. And then they said, you know what? He's so good. He's getting better. We have to lock him down. That's okay to do as well, too. It's okay from the start if he wasn't supposed to be the player that we have right now. Because from the start, he was never supposed to be a three-time All-Star. If I told anybody in this chat right now, we're trading for Julius Randle, the Randle that was with the Pelicans, and I said, you know what? This kid's going to be a three-time All-Star. People probably would have laughed at me. They probably would have said he wasn't going to get enough time to be an All-Star on the Knicks. And then newsflash, you flash to now, what happens? Julius Randle, three-time All-Star. Where did it happen? With the Knicks. I don't know, man. For me, I have a little connection to Randle now. I feel happy that he's become a three-time All-Star under the Knicks. I know he wasn't drafted with the Knicks, but is it wrong of me to feel like we've grown him into what he is right now in New York? Because that's what I feel right now. And I think because of that, a lot of fans probably feel the same way too. You've watched Randle rise, grow up, make a lot of boneheaded moves, but also do a lot of great things as well. Randle deserves his flowers. I think he gets a lot of hate from the fan base. That's just my two cents on it, though. Let's keep it going here. We got Bricks Nation that says, Deuce, Bojan, 5 firsts, which includes 2 from this draft, and 3 seconds. For who? Who's that for? For Mikal? Deuce and Bojan? I've saw that as well, too. I think Bleacher Report did another trade package centered around this particular offer. I don't know if it was particularly for Mikal or for another player, but I did see this trade offer. If I could hold on to Deuce, I would rather do that. And here's another thing. I know people are saying, well, this is a weak draft. Not that many first round picks. It's only 5, but really not 5 because we're giving up the pick from this year. I understand that, but here's the thing. It's all about value. If you trade so much for Mikal, you're going to cause an issue with value around the league. Does everybody remember when we were talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves and Rudy Gobert? Remember that trade? It reset the entire trade market. Nobody had any idea what to do in terms of trade, what value was, or anything. And I think if we give up that much for Mikal, somebody who had a very down season last year, and his value isn't really that good right now. The only reason his value is as high as it is because of the Rockets. The Rockets pursuing him, saying they're going to give up all of these picks, their future, this, and that. That's the reason why I think he's being valued so highly. But if that wasn't the case, his value would probably come down some. At least I think so. So, and I understand the hate and love affair here, but that's just my opinion on the situation. Let's keep it going here. iRise says, leave him here. He is a New York great. Nick, you are right, Troy, 100%. I guess, again, a lot of people are a fan of Randle. And I know some people, a small majority, and I've seen you guys in the comments, do not like Julius Randle. I would like to ask you guys right now, tell me, why don't you like Randle? What's the real reason? Is it because of his style of play? Is it because he doesn't show up in the postseason? Is it because he's going to sign a very large contract extension potentially? What is the issue with you guys at Randle? Because a lot of you guys already love Randle, but some of you guys clearly don't like the fit. So I'd like to know why. Big Dave says Randle has grown. I think JB has been a part of it. I agree with you. AP says shout out to Jalen Brunson for getting Patrick Ewing on the show. Definitely. If you guys didn't see that Roommates podcast, my favorite podcast thus far, my favorite episode thus far. I've always loved Patrick Ewing. He was one of my favorites going up. And then Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, 2 of my current favorites on the Knicks. Must watch podcast. You have to see it. So hopefully we'll get there. And hopefully you guys will check out that Patrick Ewing podcast. Because again, it was top notch. One of my favorite. I think that's all for the comments right now. So we're going to go into the next particular aspect here, which is the realistic targets. Who are the realistic targets for the Knicks? Because we spent so much time now, so much time talking about the Knicks, their dream targets, who they're potentially going to get, who they're not going to get, and who they're trying to avoid. So now that we have that information out of the way, the next thing to understand is realistic targets. And they went into that. Some of you guys might not like this name, but I don't have a problem with it. But I don't know how it's realistic. That's the whole thing. So according to Bleacher Report, their realistic trade target for the Knicks to go after is DeMar DeRozan. And here's why. The non-taxpayer mid-level exception would pay DeRozan far less than the $28.6 million he made in 2023-2024. But the Knicks may offer just the right mix of factors to get him to play for that amount. New York is perhaps the league's most glamorous market. The Knicks are good. Madison Square Garden was electric this season, and juicing the bench with DeRozan scoring could push them a bit closer to genuine contention. Okay, so we have DeMar DeRozan on this list. Here's why, for me, it's not really realistic. All of the reports coming out of Chicago right now is that he's going to re-sign, likely a $40 million deal to stay with Chicago. That's around $20 million per year, I believe, and that's not even finalized. It could potentially get higher. I don't know if that has incentives built in or all-star appearances. I have no idea. But if you're DeMar DeRozan, you're thinking of two things right now. Going home, going to LA, or you're thinking about the money, the bag. And the bag seems to be with Chicago right now. So I think DeMar DeRozan is not going to leave because the payday is with Chicago. And as long as Chicago pays him that, he is going there. If they don't pay him, he's likely going to go to LA. There is no reason for him to come to New York. And New York is not going to pay him the amount to drag him here because it's not going to really be a necessity, I would say, because he does help off the bench. I will say that. If he was here and he did come off the bench, he would give you the scoring touch that you needed. You'd obviously have to convince him that coming off the bench at this point of his career is good for him, would make sense for him, the Knicks, and help us get a championship, because that's the only way he's going to do it. If you can't sell him that, then really, I don't know what you're going to likely try to sell him, because if you can't sell him a championship, I don't know if he's going to want to come to New York. You have to try to sell him that if he comes here, that's the best opportunity he has to win a chip. If he goes to LA, that's exactly what they're going to try to sell him as well. You could be the best piece coming off for us from the bench. Maybe we can start you, whatever the case may be. But DeMar DeRozan, his skill set in terms of being a mid-range assassin, shooting lights out at times, making sure that when he's in the game, if you give him enough space, he can hit that three. He can drive into the paint. He'll be patient. He'll make sure he gets his shot, the right shot. And then when you least expect it and you look up, the Knicks are up 5, 10, 15 points, all because DeMar DeRozan was in the game and he was being a mid-range assassin. And that's the things that we need to understand here. He can give you that if you can get him at the right cost, at the right value, and convince him that coming off the bench makes sense. The Bulls and the Lakers likely would start him. The Bulls would likely give him a lot more money than the Lakers and the Knicks. All of those factors considered, is he really realistic? I don't think so. And I get the points they're trying to make here. I understand the Knicks potentially, if they wanted to, could use their, you know, non-taxpayer mid-level exception, some other type of things as well, too, that they have to their disposal to try to get DeMar DeRozan on this team. But just because they have those assets, just because they could be willing to make those moves, it doesn't mean DeMar DeRozan's just going to say, yeah, I'm going to leave a lot of money on the table for Chicago and join the Knicks. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way. It's oftentimes not that easy. And a lot of players have a very hard time, especially as you get older in the league, saying no to a lot of money. DeMar DeRozan, fit-wise, yes. Cost-wise, no. And if we have to trade for him, what would I have to give up to get DeMar DeRozan on this team? These are all the things we're going to have to consider, because I don't think the Bulls are just going to let him go. They're likely going to re-sign him and try to sign and trade him if they try to move him at some point. These are the things that I think Chicago might be considering right now, but it's too soon to really think about that, because we're a few weeks away from the offseason. But realistic? I don't think so. But what about you guys? Do you guys think he's realistic? Do you think DeMar DeRozan is the most realistic pick right now? Please let me know in the chat. I got to go to the chat gang anyways, because you have been lighting it up, killing it right now. And I really appreciate you guys. So let's keep it going here. Let's see. Hector. Okay. I like it. Do you like it? Do you like it a little bit? Because I'm just saying, if we talk about it in those terms, and we talk about it in terms of, sorry about that, we talk about it in terms of fit, right? I can understand it in terms of fit, but not cost. I don't think we can understand it in terms of cost. Let's keep it going here. Bricks Nation says, we gonna be a top six team. Bricks Nation says, if we add Mikal, our picks won't matter for the next 4 years. That's true, because we will be a top six, maybe even a top three team for the next few years. So maybe the picks won't matter. But even though if the picks don't matter, it's still about cost. I don't care if the picks don't matter. He's not worth all of those picks. So why would I give up all of those picks for a player that is simply not worth it? That's all I'm saying. I understand if the Knicks really want him and they went ahead and did that offer, I wouldn't be 100% mad. I would understand it. But I would say, why couldn't you do it with less picks? Because I feel like Mikal's, his value is so low. His value is on the ground right now, given the bad season that he had. So why would I give up so many assets in order to get him? One has to make sense with the other. They both have to equal each other. I don't want to be the team that gives up the farm just to get Mikal Bridges, even though I really like him and I really...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
We love what he could add to this team. Keep it going for the comment gang here. AP says, I think he wants to win. Alfonso says, I like Randall, but he's injury prone. And if you have a chance to complete the Villanova Knicks with Bridges and the Nets with Randall, I'm not going to allow Randall to prevent me from getting him. But see, the thing is, though, Randall's better. Randall's the better player. I understand fit-wise, but I think even fit-wise, Randall fits this team better than Mikal does because of the chemistry that he's built up with his team over the last few years. I understand the Randall hate and potentially not wanting him to be on this team because you're looking at other players and thinking they might fit better. But you got to give some credit to Randall and all of the work he's put in for the Knicks over the last few years. If anything, a lot of players look to him and what he's trying to do. Jalen Brunson and Julius Randall right now are the head of the snake. And without those two, it's going to be very difficult for the Knicks to move forward. They're part of the core. You can't rip that away unless you're getting a Giannis-level player. And Bridges simply is not a Giannis-level player. Let's keep it going. Britton says, I'm kind of good on DeMar DeRozan. I agree with that. Hit that like button. Appreciate you, my brother. We got Raphael in the house who says, I don't see Mitch and Isaiah Hartenstein together next year. It's one or the other due to the salaries. I am very, very happy that you mentioned that. Raphael, I appreciate you, my brother. Let's get to that really quick. We're going to get to the next topic that we have, which is honestly D'Anthony Melton. We're going to get to that before the show is over. But something that is often not talked about, Mitchell Robinson or Isaiah Hartenstein. A lot of you guys tell me, I want them both. Run it back. Keep them both on this team. It's a good idea. But running it back has its issues. Excuse me for a second as I get some water. Excuse me there. But as I was saying, when it comes to, that wasn't DeMar DeRozan, excuse me. Not D'Anthony Melton. Yes, excuse me. Isaiah Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson. Sorry, lost my train of thought there for a second with looking at the chat gang. And I love you, chat gang. But Isaiah Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson, a lot of people like to see them together, but nobody likes to talk about them apart or separately. And that's what I want to talk about now, because if the Knicks trade Mitchell Robinson, do you guys know that their offseason gets a lot easier? OG Anunoby, easier to resign him. Isaiah Hartenstein, easier to resign him if they don't have Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson is not the hugest or biggest problem on this team. I'm not saying that he is. If anything, he helps this Knicks team when he's on the floor, at least defensively. Offensively, he is very limited. Even though a lot of people tell me in the comments, Thibs doesn't use him right, we don't throw him any lob threats or anything like that. I understand that we don't utilize him right, but under head coach Tom Thibodeau, what would you expect your centers to be doing? Because that's exactly what he wants his centers to do. Clean up the glass and basically have put back dunks whenever the ball is in a rebound situation, and you can do that. That's all he wants his centers to do. So you really can't blame, you know, Mitchell Robinson for not having that offensive game. I can blame the Knicks, though, for not really developing his offensive game throughout the years. Because look at Isaiah Hartenstein. He really didn't have an offensive game for the Knicks when he came here. But slowly and surely, he went ahead and had that floater game added to it. And he kept hitting those floater shots. One shot after another shot after another shot. And every time he hit one of those floaters, it was one of the best things to see, because you saw defenders run toward him, collapse toward him, the paint got open more, and the corners got open more. That's what the Knicks need to have. They need some offense from their center position. I Hart gives you that right now, and he gives you similar defense, definitely not the same, but similar defense to Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson gives you the best defense on the Knicks right now in terms of any player. But offensively, because of his limitations and because I Hart is not too far away from him in terms of defense, I think Robinson is the odd man out. And I think he's likely going to get traded this offseason if the right star becomes available, because that helps the Knicks in so many ways moving forward. And like we already heard, the Knicks plan on being active on draft night. They want to draft the player. And I think, depending on what they do on draft night, if they draft a power forward center or some player like that, I think we could probably say goodbye to Mitchell Robinson, because I think that center that they draft would likely be the player that replaces him. And then you keep Isaiah Hartenstein. You have that rookie on a controllable, you have that rookie on a more controllable contract, I would say. More like, you know, the contract itself is not something as high as Mitchell Robinson's contract, but it's a contract that is so controllable, so cost controlled, that you're thinking to yourself in a couple of years, I got a center like this in the draft? Yes, because talent exists there. People don't want to acknowledge the fact that when you go to the draft, that's where you get the best players. Sometimes if you do your scouting properly, the Knicks, to all their credit, has done that in the second round. Sometimes in the first round, they just haven't done what they needed to do, missing key players here and there. And I'm not only talking about Leon Rose. We're talking about a lot of front offices for the Knicks missing this player, that player. I can go back to Donovan Mitchell. I can go back to Mikal Bridges. There have been a lot of players like that, but this is what we're talking about here today. We have a super chat here today, and we have it from Raphael, who gives us 100. So he doesn't even give us a question. He gives us a super chat, which is just 100. I appreciate that. Thank you for the love and support. Everybody who's on the chat, on the stream, who comes here, who supports the videos that I drop every day, the shorts that I drop, the live streams, everything like that. I see you guys. I may not be able to interact with you guys each and every day, because you got to imagine, I mean, the comments from all the platforms that I'm on, it ranges to the thousands sometimes, but I do my best to try to get back to each and every single one of you guys. But thank you for the super chat. I really appreciate that. Going back to Mitchell Robinson and iHeart, though, do you guys want to see iHeart be retained over Mitchell Robinson, or do you want to see Mitchell Robinson be retained over iHeart, or do you want to see us keep both of them? Because I think at one point they're gonna have to get rid of one of those players. They can't keep both of them. But I want to hear from you guys. Let's keep it going here. AP says it's got to be the rookie that the coach is going to actually use. Britton says, iHeart. I can't really read that comment. It's a lot of misspellings in that comment. I apologize there. I guess you say that you want iHeart and Flip is crazy. I'm sorry. I can't read that comment. So try saying it again, Britton, so I can try to get that comment a little bit more clear. Let's see here. BL says, I think we should run this back. However, Mitch has more player value on the trade market. We should move forward from him. I think I agree with that 100%. Right now, Mitchell Robinson has helped us get here. But now Isaiah Hartenstein has stepped up and he showed us he can be that player. He can show up and show out for us. And now that we know that, Mitchell Robinson is expendable. He can be traded if the right player becomes available either via draft or via trade. The Knicks have to be the ones to make that decision. And in my opinion, they should ride with iHeart and they should trade Mitchell Robinson. His time has already come. We do not need a backup that has so many injuries. Do you think the Knicks need a backup on that bench that likely is going to be injured for most of the season? Because if that's the case, we're going to likely need a backup for the backup. A backup for your backup? We're talking craziness here. It doesn't make sense. I hope the Knicks do move on from Mitchell Robinson, but only if they get the right player back from him. But now that we're done with that segment, I think it's time to go into the segment that a lot of you guys were starting off the show asking about, DeAnthony Melton. Because you guys remember, a few weeks ago, there was a report out there that if you're looking at the Knicks in terms of their realistic dream trade targets, who would that player be? Now, you're probably thinking about a lot of players, right? But you'd be wrong because none of them would come to the list. Because for me, not this name. This name for me never even crept up into my brain because we're talking about dreams. But for Bleacher Report, they said, you know what? It's the Knicks. I think this works as a dream. Where is that one? Here it is right here. Dream free agent targets for the Knicks. And according to Bleacher Report, why the Knicks should go after DeAnthony Melton in free agency. Because according to them, he is their dream free agent. And here's why. The Knicks should have a first priority this summer of keeping the band together by re-signing iHeart, OG Anunoby as well. And beyond that, they seem to have a type of player who they prefer now. DeAnthony Melton fits this mold as it's tough, defensive guarded wing, who rarely turns the ball over. The 26-year-old averaged 11.1 points, 3.7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1.6 steals. While shooting 36% from 3 with the Philadelphia 76ers. But the Sixers might not re-sign him if they're able to land a star this offseason. I hear that, man. I definitely hear that. And shout out to Bleacher Report for giving us this following information and update. Because apart from the craziness here that DeAnthony Melton would be the dream trade candidate for the Knicks here in the offseason, the fact that they said that the Sixers might not re-sign Melton because they might land a star in the offseason, that's actually helpful here. I think that helps us a lot because it tells us that the Sixers and their particular roster is going to go through a lot of change as well. So even though the Knicks might go through a lot of change, they're not alone. Other teams are going to share that as well, and they're going to go through those changes. They're going to be the ones that we're going to talk about right now and say, are they going to be competitive next season? The Knicks right now, as presently constructed, would be competitive. If they added a DeAnthony Melton, would they be as competitive? Would they be as good? It all depends on the cost. I think that they would be good. They would be competitive because Melton, he fits this Knicks team. He fits what the Knicks are trying to run at the right cost. I'm not giving up everything in the playbook, everything in my so-called war chest to try to go ahead and get Melton. I'm not trading for him. Number one, not trading for him. As we just said, it's a free agent. If the Sixers do not re-sign him and he hits free agency, then maybe I look at him. I see his cost. I see his value. And then I take that. I weigh it against my roster. And then I see fit. And if it makes sense and it fits, then I'm jumping on it. I'm making sure I'm getting him on this team. And then we see what happens next season. Because again, it is about fit. It is to an extent about fit. It's not only about stars. Stars are important. They are. And you need stars to win. But you need role players to thrive. You need role players to take you all the way to the games you think you can't even win. And that's the players the Knicks need to target. They need a star, number one, but then they need a rookie as well. And if you're getting a rookie as well, talk to me about that. If you're getting a rookie, that's the Knicks of the future. You can develop that player and it's low on cost. So if you're asking me, should the Knicks develop a rookie of the future or should the Knicks go after D'Anthony Melton? It's all about player available when they draft and Melton's cost. Depending on that, I could be swayed either way. That's what I'm saying about this, but the Knicks need to do that. We also have a super chat. Wow. Shout out to Britain. Super generous $5 super chat. I appreciate you. Let's go ahead and get your comment over here. You say, we appreciate you putting in the work to give us Knicks content. I don't think the Knicks can keep two centers pulling $30 million a year. Keep iHeart. Man, you know what? Going back to that iHeart and Mitchell Robinson situation, I got to agree with you, Britain. I think that if you have to choose right now, and it does break my heart to say this, I'm a Mitchell Robinson fan. I feel like I'm going to get a lot of hate in the comments just because people feel like I don't like Mitchell Robinson. I do. I'm a fan of his. He's a defensive juggernaut. He's so good. I was so upset when he was injured. Trust me, I was. But we're looking at the team, guys, right? And if we're looking at the team, we have to be honest. What makes sense for this team? What fits better? Who fits better? It's iHeart. He plays offensively better. Defensively, he's not that much different than Mitchell Robinson. Robinson is, of course, the best defender on the Knicks right now. But Isaiah Hartenstein is probably second. That's not too bad, especially when you have an offensive game like his. And he helps a lot more on the passing side of the game. He passes with some of the best bigs in the league. So you take all of that into account. What do you get? You get your starting center being iHeart, and you get Mitchell Robinson, if the right trade becomes available, being traded. Because that's what needs to happen for this Knicks team to move forward. That's what needs to happen for this Knicks team to get better. A lot of people won't want to acknowledge that. But if you have a backup that's normally injured a lot, are you better next season or are you worse? That's what I'm saying, guys. That's my whole point on it. So I apologize if you don't agree with that point of view, but honestly, that's how I feel about it. And I know you guys come here as well too for my opinions on things. And that's my legit, honest reaction and opinion to Britain's great question. I appreciate that. So thank you so much for that. But going back to the, going back to Melton here, with Melton, one thing we have to understand here is even though the fit would make sense, another player that the Knicks have that cost a lot.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot less, he's in the EuroLeague, and he fits as well, too. You guys know who I'm talking about as well. I'll be dropping a video about him tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Rokas Jokubaitis, 2021 draft and stash second round pick. I believe he was, 34 or 36 overall? Forget the exact number, but I'm sure you guys know who I'm talking about. EuroLeague star. He is available potentially to join the Knicks in the Summer League. If he ends up joining the Knicks in the Summer League and he makes an impression, I think the Knicks should offer him a spot in training camp and then see what he can do. Because that's the perfect guard to back up Jalen Brunson. He's a point guard. He's 6'4". He can defend. He can create his own shot. But he can play make. He can pass. And that's what's needed right now. Deuce McBride is great, but he's a two guard. Deuce is a two guard. He is not a point guard. And that's no knock to him. I love two guards. I love Deuce McBride on the bench. But you need somebody else to carry the offense while Jalen Brunson is getting that rest. We don't have that player. It's not Alec Burks. It's not Shake Milton. And it's not really anybody else unless you're going to draft the player to take over that spot. And knowing Tom Thibodeau and this Knicks team, I don't think they're going to draft a backup to Jalen Brunson and then play that player significant minutes, because Jalen Brunson's going to already play significant minutes. When you're talking about drafting, you have to talk about drafting the right player, a player that's going to actually get minutes under Tom Thibodeau. Those are the players the Knicks are going to have to target. For me, do not go after Melton. Don't do anything like that. Start with the draft. You already have a team that is built for contention now. All you need to do is make the right additions. So please go to the draft, look who's available, and then based off of that, fill in the void, fill in the gaps. And then when you're done, identify what's remaining, re-sign the players you need to re-sign, and then go out and get that player in free agency or trade for that star. But that's the way you need to go about it. Do not go about it this way. Do not try and think and see, well, maybe, you know, I can try to go forward with both of these centers and then bring in another rookie, try to develop him, and then he can be the backup like Jericho Sims is. Right. Because we see how promising Jericho Sims' career is right now, playing backup to the backup. We don't need players like that. You need somebody who can come in right away and have an impact. So those are the players I'm looking for. Those are the targets that are realistic, in my opinion. And right now, there is nobody in free agency that, in my opinion, is realistic for the Knicks. In terms of trades right now, we don't really know who's going to be available until that list comes out come this offseason. We kind of have an understanding of certain stars and the fact that they're going to be available because we already know they don't want to stay with their franchise. But apart from them, we have to wait till that disgruntled star list becomes available before we make moves. But a lot of teams already know who are the dream targets, who are the players on the list. And again, I'm sure if one of those players here were available, even Paul George, which I hate to say, if any of these guys became available, the Knicks would pick up the phone and they would ask about the cost. Absolutely. But that's not because they want them. It's due diligence. You do that because in the future, when you want to make a trade, you now have this information. Well, you know what? They wanted 4 picks and 2 great players for Joel Embiid. So that means if I'm trading Randle later, I need to get at least, you know, 1 superstar and 2 okay picks. It helps you understand value around the league. So it doesn't mean just because the Knicks check in or call about a player that they actually want that player. All it really means is they're just trying to understand value, what's happening around the league, and what is legitimate and what is fake. There's so much fake news out there, ladies and gentlemen. We all know that. So many channels on YouTube kind of are dedicated to going ahead and giving fake news each and every day. So you can't really blame a lot of people for being confused. That's why a lot of times you have articles out there or interviews conducted basically clarifying what certain things are. So for me, as of right now, with the realistic targets that the Knicks have, we don't know exactly who they are until they make themselves known. We could look at free agency. We can look at the dream targets here. We could look at all of these things. But all of this is subject to change. And it can all change at the drop of a hat. And it all depends on that player, how they feel, and what they feel about that franchise moving forward. My favorites are Mikal Bridges, Devin Booker, and of course, my guy, Donovan Mitchell. Apart from those three, everybody else is a question mark. I'll look and see, but I really don't know. For you guys, though, in the chat, I want to dedicate maybe the next 30 minutes or 15 minutes or so to the chat, taking your questions, answering all of them. You have questions for me, maybe insiders that I've spoken to. Maybe you have questions about personal questions about me, maybe my son, maybe where I live, maybe how many Knick games I've attended, when I became a Knick fan. Whatever questions you have, these last 30 minutes, it's for you guys. Go off, ask me any questions that you want. We'll go ahead and answer all of those questions for you before we end the show for today. But I just wanted to go ahead and clarify again. With the Knicks right now in Bleacher Report, they broke down so many things. And normally, I like to go one article, then I go another article, then I go another article. I couldn't do that this time around. I couldn't. There were too many articles. And when that happens, I have to make sure I do a video that covers everything. So that's why this particular Bleacher Report video exists today. For everybody who's rocking with me in the chat, watching me do it, I appreciate you guys. And you already know there are going to be a number of clips created from this particular video. So definitely keep an eye out for that. I know you guys enjoy those too. Going to the chat, gang. Let's see what question you guys have for me. All right, we're going to go through a lot of these here. Garbage team. Oh, wow, there's a lot of comments over here. I'm going to go back to Bodega here. Safe for Bodega. Bodega says, it's definitely a luxury we can no longer afford. Correct. Sonny says, Giannis, the farm. Bridges and Booker, use all picks, keep Randall. I like that, Sonny. Otherwise, trade Bogey and go for Oubre. Then get Edie for protection at the center. That's all dependent on if Edie falls, though, right? Because, again, and shout out to Sonny for the comment. If Edie does drop, then I see the Knicks targeting him because, you know, that's talent right there. But if they actually add him, I think Mitchell Robinson's definitely going to be traded. Going to your other part of your comment where you said that if it's Giannis, you're giving up the farm. Absolutely. That's who you give up the farm for, a player like that. Absolutely agree with you. For Bridges or Booker, you use all picks and keep Randall. I'm okay with some of that. I wouldn't use all picks for Bridges. I'd use some picks for Bridges, but I wouldn't use all picks because that doesn't make sense. For Devin Booker, I'll use a lot more because Booker's a game changer. Backcourt of Devin Booker and Jalen Brunson. Comment below who stops it. Oh, never mind. I'll stop you right there. Save you some time. Nobody. No one stops that. Not one person. Let's keep it going. iRise says, nah, we love Mitch. He just got robbed for his rhyme with that team. It's cool. It's a business. So we're going to keep it moving without him, especially if he gets us that championship piece, I believe you're talking about. Yes, absolutely. I agree with you, Hi-Rise. Again, it's no knock to Mitchell Robinson. We all love him. You guys love him. We all do. But we love Mitchell Robinson enough to know that we love you, but it's time to let you go. Especially if it can get us that star. Like you said, man, I appreciate you, Hi-Rise. AP says, Mitch is going to his seventh year next season. Absolutely agree. And out of all 7 years, how many times he's been injured? You got to talk about it, man. Been injured. Bodega Wi-Fi says, Rokas will never be a Nick. Ooh, never be a Nick. Why do you say that? You don't think he's going to be a Nick? You probably think that the Knicks are going to dangle him in summer league, but never ever get a chance to play him? I'd actually like to know why. He's been doing pretty good in the actual Euro League, so I'd like to know why. Appreciate you on that. APAP says, I would love Rokas Jokubaitis. Yeah, man, me too. I don't know why people are not liking that. Really need a backup point guard. And he does that. He's really good at it, actually. I like him. I think his game translates as well. Britton says, it's the bitter truth, but it's real. I guess he's talking about the Mitchell Robinson part. Yeah. Again, I love Robinson. He is the guy. He does help this Knicks team. And I appreciate what he did for us all those years and even last year. But at this point, it's enough. Sorry, Mitch. Love you. But I love you enough to know when to let you go. And now is the time to let you go. Otis says, let's talk about the coach. Thibodeau making mistakes. Oh, okay. You want to talk about Coach Thibodeau making mistakes? We can talk about Tom Thibodeau making some mistakes here. Is Thibodeau the best coach? No. He's not the best coach. He makes mistakes like everybody does. I mean, that's not a surprise. But is he turning into a better coach for this team? Yeah. If you fired Tom Thibodeau today, who are you hiring? Who's the number one coach you're hiring if you fire Tom Thibodeau? I can't think of anybody. I can't think of one person that I would have to bring in for Tom Thibodeau if he got fired. If I had to maybe guess, maybe Johnny Bryant, but does that get me the same team, the same output? I don't know. So Tom Thibodeau, for everybody who doesn't know, is right now in talks with the Knicks to sign a very lucrative long-term extension. According to a poll by The Athletic, it could potentially range between $10 to $13 million annually. He could be making Ty Lue money very, very soon. And that's because Tom Thibodeau gave the Knicks an identity. Out of nearly all the years he's been here, apart from one, we've been a playoff team and we've competed with all of the pieces that we've had on the roster despite dealing with injuries or trades or whatever the case may be. That's why Thibodeau's going to get the extension. If you don't like him, you don't like his coaching style, you don't like what he does, you're going to have to accept it. He is going to be the head coach of the Knicks. He's 66 now, by the way. He's probably going to be the head coach of the Knicks till he's 70, 71, so buckle up. It'll be a long time. When you get success in the Knicks are going to reward you with a long-term contract. Trust me on that. Let's keep it going here. What other comments do we got? Let's see what you guys are talking about. Let's see here. I was looking to some of the questions. Frank says, what do you think about a trade with the Pelicans, Ingram and Alvarado for Bogey, Mitch, and Deuce? Oh, nice. No, for Ingram. Definitely not for Ingram. I would do it for other players, maybe, but not for Ingram. Ingram, in my opinion, does not fit this Knicks team. Crybaby. Skill set? I can understand skill set. His skill set is good. Not great, but good. But how does he normally play? With the ball in his hand, right? So if I bring him here, he's taking the ball away from not only my guy in Julius Randle, but he's also taking the ball away from Jalen Brunson. And what does that lineup look like? What am I looking at here? Are you playing OG Anunoby in the backcourt? Or are you keeping him there and Julius Randle? Or who's coming off the bench? Like, I don't understand how that would actually work with Ingram. Or are you going to do a small ball lineup, have Ingram at the four and Randle at the five? You see, it gets really tricky when we're talking about making these trades, because here's the thing. If you make a trade like that, you have to justify what it means afterwards, what it does for this Knicks team afterwards. Does that team that you just created based on that trade make you a championship team? Not to me. Ingram cries for the ball each and every possession. You remember Team USA, right? Where he was talking about Steve Kerr, his coaching style, and the fact that he really couldn't get the ball. All of that stuff. You're bringing all of that, that baggage, that attitude, that emotion, all to New York. Under this media, under these fans, he's going to get chewed alive. There's no way. I can understand the wanting to add Ingram because he's the star name. And Alvarado himself is, he can fit any team as well too. He's very good. And I would almost do it for Alvarado and another team maybe. But, I mean, another player maybe I should say. But to get Ingram here, you got to think about it. The lineup just doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. And even if you get to a point where you could make it make sense, which I think the only way it does is if you move OG Anunoby to the backcourt with Jalen Brunson. So that way you have Brunson, you have OG Anunoby, then you have Julius Randle, then you have Brandon Ingram. And then after that, you could have Brandon Ingram at the three and then Julius Randle at the four and then potentially have Ihart there. That could potentially be your lineup either way you want to, you know, do it. You can interchange Julius Randle as you want to, though I don't think anybody wants to see Randle at the three, but you could potentially do that. But that doesn't sound good. That sounds clogged. And I think that if anybody was playing in that rotation, they would be mad. Somebody's not getting that ball. And Brandon Ingram is going to cry. He is going to cry to a lot of people because he's not getting the ball. We kind of know that. Let's keep it going to a couple of these other questions that we have here. But shout out to you, man. I appreciate the question. Choplo. Choplo says, salute to Bodega Wi-Fi. Yes, my guy as well, too. Salute to him. Let's keep it going. News from Everywhere, too, says, how can Randle help the Knicks? Trade him. Oof. How can Randle help the Knicks? Well, let me answer that question very easily. Going back to the series against Philadelphia or the series against Indiana, you're talking about what the Knicks needed, right? I can make the argument that the Knicks needed Julius Randle in both of those series. Because quite simply, when Randle is in the paint, he draws multiple defenders. Sometimes two defenders, sometimes three defenders. The point being, it's a lot.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com. And get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And because he draws so many people near him, what does that do to the lanes in the paint? Opens them right wide away open, right? So that happens. And then the corners, what happens there? Open. Perimeter, what happens there? Open. Jalen Brunson, what happens there? Not double or triple teamed anymore. That's what Randall gives you, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Randall does for you. And until we understand that Randall gives us that, I think a lot of people are going to continue to hate on this man back and forth over and over. But for me, Julius Randall is one of the keys to this team. And he always has been. And until a Giannis or other players on the table, when you're talking about trades, there's no point in talking about a trade with Julius Randall at this point. A couple more questions before we end the show today, guys. I appreciate it. Keep it coming. Alan says, do you think it's smart not using any of our picks to actually pick a player and trade all of our picks? It's not smart at all. It's never smart to punt on a draft and never draft anybody. You should always draft players because you never know when you hit on something very special. And if you develop that player and he turns into something special, that's something that you can utilize down the road to either make a trade or if you needed something, let's say you needed a wing or a very good backup wing to OG Anunoby, you could draft and have that legitimately developed under Leon Rose, Tom Thibodeau, and this Knicks team. That's why I think the Knicks have to look at this draft before they do anything else. You look at the draft, you pick up a player or two, you're definitely going to pick up a player in the second round. You're definitely picking up a player, according to Ian Bagley, in the first round. Then you utilize your other picks, some of your other players, and then you take that trade package out there. What can you get for that? That's the trade I think they should make. That way you draft, you have the Knicks of the future. You don't take away your trade options or assets. You still have that on the table, and you're still developing the team for the future and building a contender. That's what the Knicks need to do, and I think they're on the precipice. They're right there. They just need to get a couple of more pieces that make sense to drive this Knicks team all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. We are almost there this year. Hobbled. We'll get there next year. We are getting there next year. Let's keep it going to the comments. Appreciate you guys. Let's see here. Talking about Joker, I think. So Tree just says one thing. DeJounte Murray. Now, I don't know if you change your name to Tree because you know I'm Guyanese and I'm going to think of the number three when I'm saying Tree because in Guyana, how we count is one, two, three, four, right? We don't count one, two, three. So appreciate you if that's what you did. But shout out to everybody in the chat right now. Tree, DeJounte Murray is the only thing he has to say. So I'll answer that. DeJounte Murray. If your question is, do I want him? Yes. Your question is, do I think the Knicks should trade for him? Yes. Is your question, do I think the Knicks should go out, pick up the phone, and see what it takes to get him? Yes to all of the above. He fits. And if anybody didn't know, or probably some of you guys probably started following me during that month of January, I went off in terms of DeJounte Murray videos. There was a video about DeJounte Murray each and every other day. Not because I loved his game and his fit and what he meant for this team, but also because we were talking about the fact that his value was potentially lowered. And when you're talking about lowered value, Leon Rose is always going to be in the mix. But right now, that's not the case anymore. His value has jumped up after the trade deadline. And if anything, Trae Young looked like he's on the trading block. He's likely going to be gone. I can't see DeJounte Murray actually being traded. But hey, anything can happen. I didn't see OG Anunoby being traded to the Knicks. So because of that, I guess anything could happen. But if you're asking me sincerely, I really don't see it happening. More comments here. Let's keep it going. All right, a couple more. I'm trying to get to new people here. So apologies if you see me scrolling here. So we got Mike here that says, hate to be the devil's advocate, but we can't afford Randall. He's great. Can't deny that, but he's too expensive. Always injured and need a money for other talent. Wow. So Randle takes less money in his first contract. You don't think he's going to do that again? Now, I understand that some people say, well, he went to WME and he came back to CAA, so that probably means that he's going to get paid this time around. I mean, sure, you could say he's going to get paid, but Ian Bagley, SNY NBA insider, he predicts he's not even going to get an extension this offseason. And I think a lot of us understand that Julius Randle, this is really his last year, if he has a fully healthy year, goes into the postseason, to really show out and do what he needs to do. Because if he lets us down again, fully healthy, with this Knicks roster as loaded as it is, with the pieces around it as we have, we're not going to be able to say anything else. We're not going to be able to say this or that or try to protect them. It's going to be what it is. And once that's the case, you're going to have to talk about trades at that point in time. So it's not like I'm saying Randle is off the table in terms of trades. There's just not a trade on the table right now that makes sense to trade Randle for. Maybe, yes, in the long-term scheme of things, it makes sense to trade him to get your future or get something to build with that you can turn into a contender, even though I'd make the argument that with Randle right now, fully healthy, we are a legit contender. But despite that, yes, if that player is available, you trade Randle for that. I said early on in the show, if Giannis Antetokounmpo is available or a player like that at his level is available, I'm considering trading everything to get him because I'm not playing stupid here. I know what players are going to make this team better, not really help this team, and not really do anything, not move the needle, and we're just giving up assets to give up assets. That would be Paul George. Giving up assets for Paul George makes no sense. None. Because he does nothing. And I know, skill set, all this other stuff. Tell me how many games he's going to play. That's all I'm saying. It's all about availability and fit. We have to understand that at times. I get it. Randle gets a lot of hate. A lot of people want to trade him, but just tell me who you want to trade him for. Because the player you want to trade him for, I guarantee he is not available. Not now, and maybe not ever. Got to consider that. Appreciate the comment, Go Guys. Thank you so much. Man, so many guys in the chat. This is not ending. It's going off. I looked at the chat one time, didn't see that many people. Now look up the chat again. 15 comments. My goodness, you guys are going off. Love each and every one of you. I guess we'll keep it going for a little bit. Let's keep it going here. Rock, my guy Rock. Shout out to you, man. I appreciate you. Knicks have all the leverage with Randle. Don't need to extend them now and play out next year. What he said. I'll repeat it again so everybody in the back room can get it because that was an amazing comment. Shout out to Rock again. Knicks have all the leverage with Randle. Don't extend him now. And play it out next year. Exactly. Why do they have to extend him? If anything, they have a built-in excuse to why not to extend him. He's coming back from injury, and we didn't see him in the postseason. And how can you give somebody more money without understanding what he can do in certain situations? Now, if he wants to take another discount, I'm sure the Knicks would probably consider it at that point, but I'm sure he doesn't want to do that, and I'm sure one of the reasons he joined CAA again is to get paid. He didn't come back to CAA not to get taken care of by the family. So he's going to get taken care of in one way or another. But it doesn't mean that he's going to get paid from the Knicks. It doesn't mean that that's going to happen. Again, we have a full year before we have to even consider a Randle trade. Randle trades right now make no sense to talk about. There's nobody legitimately available that would make sense to trade Randle for. No one. Especially not Cat, by the way. Not Karl Anthony Towns. I don't want to hear that. $54 million a year trying to out of here with that, man. Keeping it going here. Chip Lowe says, I'm Guyanese as well. Appreciate you, my brother. Shout out to you. You are what your record says you are, says Bodega Wi-Fi. Shout out to you. Otis Rivers says, and Randle is a... He said Randle is a creep? Not sure what that means, or maybe he said something else. Say that one more time so I can get back to that one. Let's see here. Chop up on the down low. Salute the chop. Oh, I guess they chop it up all the time. I knew y'all was GT. Wait, what? They GT? I'm lost. Because I saw GT in the comments as well before too. All right, there's some scandals going on in the comments. I got to figure out what's happening there. Let's go to some actual commentary, though. Let's see. I'm scrolling through the comments here. Give me a second. David says, what do you think OG's deal ultimately looks like? Great deal. Amazing question. I think OG Anunoby gets around $35 million a year over 4 years. They likely build in some injury protection into his contract. They're not just going to give him the contract without anything to protect them there. They're definitely going to put that in there. And I'm sure that was talked about at some point when they made the trade. I think that he's going to test free agency. I definitely think OG Anunoby is going to do that. But I think it's only to understand his value. Now, if his value, let's say, is at $45 million, do I think that the Knicks will have to pay him $40 million? Yes, absolutely. I don't think they'll have to match it, but they'll have to come close. So if he gets $40 million and the Knicks don't want to give him $40, they might come into $35. I think that's the type of discount he's going to get. That's the main reason you explore free agency. You look at your value, and then when you know it, you know when you're in negotiation talks, all right, I want to stay here, and I don't mind taking a little bit less to stay here. And if you're taking a little bit less, $5 million less technically is a little bit less. So I can see OG Anunoby doing that, staying with the Knicks on that. A lot of people may not like that amount. They might want him on a $30 million a year or $28 million a year. The reality of that is that's just not possible anymore. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago it was, but not anymore. If you look around the league in terms of wings and their skill set and their impact is huge here. With you factor all of those things together, he's owed around $30 to $40 million per year annually. That's just the market value. So I think that's what he's likely going to get in that range, but very good question. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Let's keep it going. Couple more comments here. Man, you guys are going in here. Love it. Otis says no to Paul George. Appreciate that. I agree with that too. Definitely no to Paul George. Even though why we're talking about Paul George. Goodness. Keeping it going. Let's see. Let's see here. Some more draft conversation. I think Rick says, hey, Troy, about getting Dalton from Tennessee for one of our draft picks this year. You know what? I've heard the name. I don't know much on the prospect. I got to be honest. So I don't want to answer something that I don't know too well on. I will say, though, again, that if you're talking about the Knicks and their draft picks, I just want to go back to one thing that we have here. This is coming from the Bad Weather Fans podcast. Shout out to them when they had Jake Fisher on. They more or less confirmed that the Knicks will hold on to their number 25th pick as well as their number 24th pick thanks to the Kristaps Porzingis trade. But the most likely trade scenario for them is going to come draft night when they try to trade those picks. Now, the reason I say that is because even on draft night, if they see a prospect that they like, just because they take both of those picks and they trade them away, it doesn't mean that they're going to trade them for a star. They could trade them to move forward in the draft and get another player that they really, really want. So I think at that point, I think we can see them doing that. So I wouldn't necessarily take it out of the realm of possibilities that they draft multiple people in this year's draft, but I don't think they draft a number of first rounders. They'll draft one first rounder and one second rounder. And it all depends on who's on the board. I think right now their priority is to fill the void. So really it's the wing and it's the center position. And then if you can get the backup guard, you do that. For me, the Knicks have it all easy right now. You draft the center with one of your first round picks. You go out and you trade for some other players that can fit your bench. And then you get Rokas Jokubaitis. He's your backup point guard to Jalen Brunson. And you're done. That's it. That's for me. By the way, if anybody asking where this shirt is from, this is from my guy, Knicks Homer on the App X. He does a lot of great work, a lot of great merch. If you want his merch, definitely shout out to him. Go to the App X, type out Knicks Homer. He'll pop up and you'll definitely see his merch come up. Shout out to my content creators, always doing their things. I always appreciate them. Last question. So since this is the last question, I want to make sure it's the good one. All right. I'm going to look through these comments for a second to make sure I got a really good one. By the way, total views overall right now, you might not see it completely live right away, is almost 2,500. Appreciate you guys. Amazing for you guys on a Friday afternoon. A Friday afternoon with work and all these things. And you're here with me, each and every one of you guys. I appreciate you. Last one. Let's see who gets the last good question here. Let's see who gets it. All right. I'm looking. Let's see here. All right. I think the last one that I have here is from Rock. Rock says, at recap, for me, it's Mikel or continue to wait and draft a wing and then bring up a backup center from a Eurostar and then try to get or nab ball.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Arms from Sacramento, or sign Caldwell Pope. I see. Gotcha there. Okay, Rockwell, I appreciate you. Before I get to the Mikel thing, we broke down so much of the Mikel thing already. So I'm going to end with the Mikel, but before I do, let's go to the situation with the draft. The draft situation, they're going to draft a wing. They worked out Ryan Dunn. Ryan Dunn is an aggressive monster demon on defense. His shot is garbage. He has nothing on offense. So if you're hoping for offense with Dunn, you are not getting that. But if you're talking about players that can come in right away, that can contribute right away, that can help right away, Dunn's that player. In my opinion, if he's there at number 24, the Knicks is going to draft Dunn. They're going to try to trade their other first round pick. If they can't trade it for a star or an impactful player, then Leon Rose is likely going to trade back, get some future assets, and draft another player, likely in the second round, that they can utilize and develop like they did Deuce McBride and a couple of these other players down the road. But I think that's where it comes down for the picks aspect. Going to Mikal Bridges. And I'm glad we're going to end it with this. Because Mikal, for me, as everybody knows, on this list is number one. Fit, check. Under Tom Thibodeau, check. High-level defender, check. All-star, check. Would he disrupt anything going on with Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle? No. So that's the check. Would he develop even better defensive instincts under Tom Thibodeau? Yes. Would he be a better player under Tom Thibodeau? Yes. Do the Knicks have all of the assets to make it happen? Yes. So why doesn't it? Sean Marks. That's it. Sean Marks. You want to know why Mikal Bridges is not part of the Knicks? You want to know why Mikal Bridges cannot even come to the Knicks or even have a podcast with his Brooklyn fans killing him? It's because they all know the hidden secret. They all know what we know. The Squidward meme is true. He wants to come to the Knicks. He wants to stay in New York, but he wants to stay and go to the Knicks. That's the truth of the matter. Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson almost always confirm it without confirming it. So that's what I think about that. Mikal Bridges, the perfect fit, the best star to go after right now for the Knicks this offseason. It's not even close. And that's my two cents about that. But I appreciate each and every one of you guys in the chat gang. Salute to you guys. Salute to Knicks Nation. Everybody who showed up. Replay gang, shout out to you guys as well too for taking the time to watch the replay of this video as well. We're going to get a lot of the clips broken down and entered in for this weekend. So if you're hoping to see some of these other things that we talked about during this live stream come back into videos, your hope and dreams are going to come true. That's exactly what's going to happen for this weekend. So check those videos out. But thank you guys so much for joining the lives. I really love and appreciate doing the lives with each and every one of you guys. Like I said, I think Friday from around 1 to 2:30, maybe sometimes 3, will likely be the scenario where I'm recording live. That only difference for that is next week. Next week, because of Father's Day weekend and things like that, I have to attend an event for my son on Friday called Donuts with Dad. So I'll be going to that on Friday. Will not be live streaming, but don't worry. I'm still going to be live streaming next week anyways. I have a very special guest on Wednesday at 1 p.m. joining me. He's a former NBA insider with the Knicks. He has a lot of connections still there, and you guys are going to love who he is. I'm not going to break down or break it in terms of who it's going to be. I did accidentally do it already. So if you guys saw it already, you guys already know. But if you don't know, This Monday, you're going to find out because I'm promoting it across all social media. Again, Wednesday at 1 p.m., very special interview with an NBA insider who used to cover the Knicks and has so many connections to them still. And we're talking about off-season goals. What are the off-season guides for the Knicks is? And of course, trade targets. And what this insider is hearing about all of the targets we just spoke about. I hope you guys can join that live stream too. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, everybody, join along with me. Smash, destroy, obliterate that like button until you can't do it no more. Until next time, Knicks fans. Thanks for watching. Appreciate you guys. And of course, peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. With UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.